Hey, Adal, how was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. It was Mike Drucker, and Mike Drucker is he was the VR dork. He did a virtual reality, Oculus, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Very funny comic, New York guy, and talked about horror video games because he just published a game literally just called Silent Hill 2.
Oh, a book.
A book, that's right. He published a book called Silent Hill 2 about the game Silent Hill 2. Part of a series where different people write about different video games, and he wrote about Silent Hill 2.
So is it like a critical book, or is it a walkthrough, or what is it?
Don't know. Gonna order it. Gonna find out,
all right.
I think. Maybe it's anecdotal. Him sitting there playing. I doubt it. I did, maybe. I mean, I don't know. And but he, you know, his last thing was virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling me about some of the sort of the great virtual reality horror games that are out there, and I think it's on Switch as well as everywhere else. Oh no, it's a PC VR.
Okay.
So it's called Duck Season. And you're wearing your virtual reality headset, and in the game, you're playing Duck Hunt.
Okay.
And you're just playing Duck Hunt. And you're a child playing Duck Hunt. And you can look around your apartment. You can hear your mom making dinner.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, someone's behind you.
Yikes.
Yikes. I didn't find out what more was happening because I got scared.
You had to change the subject.
I think that's exactly what happened because I never did find out what happened after.
Well, maybe it's best that we don't spoil.
Right. We don't want to spoil anything either.
Right.
I think my next question was, I wish there was smell-o-vision. What was she making? Anyway, very weird. And then, so he was talking about sort of and then he went to like how Resident Evil affected a lot of these games and how there's sort of a couple of different horror video games. There's the one where there's bad guys. And there's just bad, you know, it's just like, oh, zombies and monsters and blood and gore. And then there's ones that are story-based. And those are the ones that are creepier. And those are the ones he enjoys the most. And Silent Hill being a good example of that. There's a game called Amnesia that he thought was an Alone in the Dark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Eternal Darkness.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. There seems to be a lot of, wow. The power's gone out. Oh, but he did say that there was something called Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that
Five Nights at Freddy's was this like 10-year-old game now that was a super indie thing, but it's just sort of clung on and has become bigger and bigger and bigger every year. Now there's toys and there's all these other things.
He said it wasn't that great in 2D, but in VR.
Oh, I bet it's
terrifying. All of a sudden, Chuck E. Cheese animatronics come to life and they try to kill you.
Right. You've got to survive five nights at basically a Chuck E. Cheese where the animatronics have gone crazy.
Right. And then you have to deal with every time the power goes out, they move. And you have to do things like affect the power. Like you have to change light bulbs and you have to change fuses. And then he told he said that there's a lot of these indie short horror experiences now,
mm-hmm,
that are just 15-minute games,
oh,
15
yeah.
or 30-minute games.
Yeah, these short sort of haunted house experiences.
Yeah, that's what I was, and then he said that he's kept his PS4, even though now he has a PS5, because there's a demo that he downloaded that they won't let you download to anything else, because it was just a demo, and they had a falling out, I guess, at PlayStation. And the game is called PT. Hmm. And he says, I have to keep this PlayStation 4 now forever. And I said, wow. All right. And then we left. Oh, and there was something else. It was called Layers of Fear.
Hmm.
It's a painting. It's set either in paintings or in an art gallery. And it's on Switch.
Oh.
It's called Layers of Fear.
Oh, okay.
And we just got a Switch.
We just got a Switch. We could try that one.
Or we could just look at it,
maybe. We could look at it, maybe.
And then try not to sleep at night. And then what I had him leave us on was something fun that he was playing that wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
And it Dragon Quest XI.
Oh, okay.
So, Mike Drucker, you guys, he'll play anything.
He'll play a game.